This is Mistress Brighton of thecuckoldlife.com, and today I'm reading you a little snippet from my latest story titled Chronicles of Cuckolding, The Wife, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. It's not that I don't trust you going out having a girls' night, ladies' night, his wife coolly interrupted. Joseph stammered, Yes, ladies' night. It's just that Brighton, she has the voice of an angel and looks like one, but please be careful around her. She can be very persuasive. Anna twisted her face in confusion and laughed. What do you mean? Are you expecting she'll cart me off to Indonesia, never to be seen again, turned into her sex slave or something? Taking a deep breath and slumping his shoulders into feet, Joseph knew his wife did not understand why he was so adamant about discouraging her getting too chummy with her new lady friend. Yet he couldn't bring himself to tell her all the horrific tales of men just like him who had lost beautiful wives and all of their dignity when both they and their wives fell under the spell of the Enchantrix tease. Would you like to read more of this cuckold post? Why don't you join me at thecuckoldlife.com? The title, again, of the blog post is Chronicles of Cuckolding, The Wife, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. And if you have a cuckolding fantasy, or even a hot wife cuckolding story that you'd like to explore, I would love to hear from you. Call me at 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton. Talk soon.